Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you. Hour number three this morning on this Christmas Eve 2025. 12:24:25. Hope you're having a great time. 2 hours left this morning in our big Christmas Eve broadcast. And we want to thank legendary newsman Sam Donaldson and over a half century of broadcasting experience, Cousin Brucey out of New York, for calling in this morning live and sharing some Christmas memories. And we are joined in studio by Sean Kraft, as I said last hour. And I didn't expect this morning, but we have eggnog. This is something we've done on Christmas Eve. Well, we haven't done this actually since 2021, I think. No, we did it with Glenn Coble. You did. You were here that year. Yeah. Oh, you're blacking out on us, Terry. Yeah. Yep. Well, the year after, Charlie.
I had a little bit too much eggnog already.
No, the year that we did it with Charlie for a number of years, but then he left us in 2020, and that year Glenn Coble was in, and we did it with him. So it would have been Christmas of 2020 would have been the last time we did this. So we have the eggnog, which has it's moonshine in it, isn't it? What's in that eggnog?
It's
some kind of alcoholic substance.
Mark, which was at Sam's Club.
Oh, well, it's a nice-looking eggnog.
It's 30 proof. It's 1 3/4 liters.
So it could be rum, which I think is what most people put in eggnog.
Made with rum and real dairy cream.
There you go, rum. So we've got the rummed-up eggnog. And I'm very proud to say for the next 2 hours we'll be joined by, you know, you want to be joined by people who you think of as family. And certainly nobody suits that bill more than the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, who's here for the next 2 hours with us. Mary Ellen, Merry Christmas Eve.
Thank you.
Now, Mary Ellen, let's start with the eggnog. You do not like eggnog.
No, I don't want any part of it.
Now, when did you discover that you did not like eggnog?
I've never liked eggnog. I don't like the looks of it.
Really? Don't even like the... See, now, it's not something I would have with a meal, and it's not something I would want every month of the year, but I can get into it for a sitting.
Can you?
Yeah, that's about it, though. That's about all I have.
Very interesting.
Yeah. It does have an interesting texture, but, you know, it's like people... See, I don't like gravy, but that's a texture thing.
Oh, I love gravy.
I cannot stand... Because, first of all, I know what it's made with. Grease and flour, and I don't like that. And then I don't like the texture when I see it on something. So I.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I'm not. Gravy's just one of those things with me.
Yeah, and we love gravy at Primrose.
Do you have gravy a lot there?
Yeah. Well, we do. We love it. Yeah.
Love
we
the
ask
gravy.
For more. Yeah.
If Emeril Lagasse made gravy for you, I'm sure.
I don't know. You know what? One year, somebody, because gravy is a thing that everybody allegedly likes. And one year, somebody was determined that I had just had the wrong gravy. So they were from Kentucky. They had their grandmother's Kentucky gravy recipe. They were going to make it. And I said, I'll try it. Against my better judgment, I'll try this. Same thing. It just, there's something about it that just, I think it's the texture.
It's the lard.
Well, maybe, but I'm sure I eat other things with lard in them from time to time. It's the texture, it's the smell, and I think in the back of my mind, I know that it's grease and flour. It just doesn't it's not appetizing.
It should be just grease and flour. If they're giving you just grease,
I think they put some
flour,
milk in it.
I can understand why you wouldn't like it. Now, you put some bacon drippings in there,
oh.
A little bit of...
See, I don't want anything with sausage. Drippings. Nothing with drippings. That doesn't do it for me.
You don't like gravy, period.
No.
But is there a preference? You would maybe try a looser gravy or a thick gravy?
I don't know. I think I'd take the chair. I would just skip over both of them. What do you think, Mary Ellen?
Well, there's all kinds of gravy. I mean, Gosh, there's dark gravy, there's light gravy, you know.
Now, I will tell you, I have tried, the closest thing I've come to liking is the gravy that they have at Lee's, which is a kind of a brown gravy, but there's no lumps in it. There's no...
I don't like lumps either.
Yeah, it's a very smooth texture. Mm-hmm. See, that's my problem with sausage biscuits and gravy. It's got things... You know, pieces of sausage and pieces of... I don't like that.
Well, I'll tell you, every time I go to a meal that my family makes, my daughters, they always have me make the gravy.
Is that right?
Yeah. I just made it for Thanksgiving. And
now, what do you do that's so special?
I don't know, but they like my gravy, yeah.
Like Mom's gravy.
Well, you probably sift the flour in so it doesn't get lumpy, huh?
Well, it's not lumpy, I'll tell you that.
Or you beat the daylights
out of it. Yeah, I beat the daylights out of it, yeah.
That's what it is. Well, nobody likes a lump of flour in their mouth. Ugh.
No. Well, I'll tell you the talk. Sean, unfortunately, did not get to make the dinner party last week that we had at Mary Ellen's. But Christian and Matt and I were talking for days after about the meatloaf, how that was the best meatloaf we'd ever tasted. And I don't dislike meatloaf, but it's just not something I eat a whole lot of. But mm-hmm. That was really good meatloaf.
I'm glad you liked it.
What was the secret?
Well, it's the sauce that I put on top.
It's very good.
Yeah. And you know something, you know, Christian was so inspired by my soap in the bathroom. Okay. I could have given him... His glass with Clinton and Gore on. I've got several glasses that I could have served him his water or whatever in.
Well, I'm going to tell this. I don't know if we told. Well, no, he was on the air, so they've heard it. But this is a funny story. It's a good Christmas story. We were at Mary Ellen's house for this dinner party, and her daughters prepared a great meal for Christian and Matt and I. And Sean was supposed to be there. He unfortunately was under the weather and couldn't make it. So we're all there. And at one point, Christian, I think, had to go wash up in the restroom for dinner. And he goes in there, and, you know, nothing much was said. And then I went in to wash up before dinner. You always want to wash your hands and be nice. And I go in there, and there's a Clinton Gore soap in the soap dish. Clinton Gore 92 soap in the soap dish. And I said, well, what else? In my mind, I said, two things crossed my mind. I said, well, what else would you expect to find at Mary Ellen's house in the soap dish? And it's colorful. And then number two, I thought Christian was just in here before me. He loves political memorabilia. I'm surprised he didn't swipe this and put it in his pocket. And I told him that the next morning. I said, Christian, I thought that soap would be long gone if you knew it was in there. And he said, well, you know, I thought about it. And then he said, I couldn't even use it because I thought it was a decorative soap. So he didn't want to use the soap in the restroom.
So were they little hand soaps?
Little hand soaps.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. In fact, I had just thrown one away. The name on the top was rough. It was cardboard or something. And I didn't like it, so I threw it away. I could have given it to him.
Oh, you'd have made his day. You would have made his day.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you, little tchotchkes like that are nice, though.
Yes, they are. Yeah. Well, I've got a lot of things with Clinton Gore on them all over the house.
Well, I was thinking, you know, the 92 campaign now, that's 34 years ago. I thought, man, this soap is still good. 34. How long does soap hold up? Forever? Is it just one of those things?
Forever, yeah.
Yeah.
If they're small enough, little hand soaps,
yeah.
Put a little thread through them and decorate a tree with them as an ornament.
That's a good idea. They're very nice soaps, though. They're very colorful, red and blue, and the soap, it's white, so it's red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
It's a very, that was a, did they hand those out during the campaign, or was that something that was like a gift?
I think it was a gift, yeah.
Yeah, it was, Sean, what do you think about decorative political soaps?
That's the new trend.
I think new campaigns ought to get back to this. That's a hip thing. Who doesn't use soap on their hands?
Yeah, they sound interesting, that's for sure.
It's very neat. So you still have a few of those left, Mary Ellen?
I think so. well, Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
And you say you also have cups.
Glasses.
Glasses.
Glasses with Clinton Gore on them. Yeah.
Now we've talked, of course, you did recipe cards. We've talked now about the decorative soaps and cups. What are some of the other things that you've seen that you thought were different? Different type, cleverer things to put political slogans on?
Well, of course, about anything, you know, papers and cards and stuff. But I think the recipes are still a big hit. They really are. Yeah.
Well, as I said recently, somebody was asking for something different for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Didn't want to just do cookies. And her name was Betty, and she asked for, she said, does Mary Ellen, I know she used to have those recipe cards, does she have any desserts? And I said, well, actually, there's a thing called gumdrop bars. And she wanted a copy. I had to run her off a copy of the gumdrop bars.
Yeah.
Tell people what the gumdrop bars are, Mary Ellen.
Well, it's a cookie with cut up gumdrops in it, and it takes a long time to cut up the gumdrops. I haven't made them for a while, but also I would make divinity every year, and I've been thinking about making divinity, but I haven't got up the energy yet.
You know, that's a thing. You used to hear about that every Christmas, yeah. And I have not heard that in a while. What is divinity?
Well, divinity is egg whites and syrup, and I like nuts in it. And I really love divinity. We used to go play cards with this woman that would make divinity, and I'd go just to eat divinity, you know. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. Sean, how's your eggnog?
Meringue. Good.
Huh? It's essentially meringue.
Yeah. It's a hard meringue. Yeah. It's not soft. It's hard. Yeah.
No sugar in it.
This is very good eggnog.
Yeah.
It's very light. You know what eggnog tastes like to me? It just occurred to me because I only have it once a year. It's like vanilla.
Well,
that's what it reminds me of.
Vanilla egg.
Well, no, it's like drinking vanilla. It's like a sweet vanilla.
Has it got vanilla in it?
It must. Yeah.
Does it?
The Kroger eggnog vanilla. Yeah. And then the other eggnog, it just says eggnog. But you know, vanilla is one of the most underrated flavors. Everybody, vanilla, plain old vanilla.
Oh,
you get a good,
good
vanilla. Oh yeah, vanilla's
good.
Just really good.
Well, it's just this has a very light taste. We sell a lot of eggnog during the holiday season.
Do you?
Oh,
the shelf was probably 25% left on the shelf this morning.
Yeah, and we start selling it right after Thanksgiving, and we go through many different variations. Now, I have a Christmas. This has never happened in all the years of being in retail. I used to work at Sears years ago, and obviously at Kroger now. This, I don't think I've told anybody this story yet. This was unbelievable. Yesterday, on Christmas Eve, we're all there. You know, we have a bigger than normal staff because it's the day before Christmas Eve, and that's a busy day. And all of a sudden, we're all up in the, all of us in the front who are the, you know, office people and managers and things like that. We're all up in the front of the store, and all of a sudden this lady wheels up a baby carriage with about a 7-month-old baby in it and says, this was left in aisle 7. Swear to you, this was left in aisle 7.
Oh.
And she's upset. She's visibly upset.
Yeah.
And she said, it was left. I didn't see anybody at either side of the aisle. There's nobody there. So we have this baby up at the service counter. This woman leaves. The manager of the store she's about in tears to think that somebody's left their baby. Mm-hmm. The lady in floral, it comes. She's crying. We're all standing there. What do we do with this baby? There's nobody even looking panicked. We don't want to get on the PA and say, we left a baby in the, you know, we have a baby in the front of the store. One of the girls who was working the register, she's down playing with the baby, trying to keep it. And minutes are passing, and nobody's coming to claim this baby. So we had to call, I don't know if I should tell, well, why not? It happened. We had to call the sheriff. I said, we found a baby in this store. We don't know where it is. Now, this is the sad part of it. The store manager went looking through the store to see if he could find somebody who was panicking or something like that. And he saw a family that looked like this baby's family. And they had several, draw your own conclusions, and hair color. It was the same hair color. And they had a lot of kids with them. So he said, have you lost your, this baby was left in aisle 7. They were in aisle 12. It's been at least 10 to 15 minutes. They don't still realize their baby is gone. Jeez. They have no idea. So they come up, and, oh, my God, yes, that's our baby, blah, blah, blah. So they pick up the baby. So now we're all horrified that these people are taking this baby home, and the sheriff has already been called. Oh. So now we got to keep them in the store until the sheriff shows up. And the sheriff is not exactly getting there. You know, it's not a heist or anything. But just as they were ready to leave, the sheriff pulled up. So they talked to him about whatever they talked to him about, but they did pull him aside. But I could not believe that. A baby left in the aisle, a little 7-month-old.
How could you forget your recently born child? It's in a stroller. Okay, of the whole family, how many were in the family?
Mother, father, and I think they had 3 kids with them, and then the baby in the stroller. Mm-hmm. But Mary Ellen, can you imagine?
No.
Yeah, I was shocked. And you know, I don't want to say it was the women, but it really affected the women who were there. They were emotionally disturbed. Yeah. And the manager told me later on that she passed by all this as she was going to get something to eat, and she said she couldn't eat. Her stomach was upset after this whole situation, being a mother herself.
Mm-hmm.
How could that happen?
Yeah. Well, they were evidently looking for something they couldn't find.
Apparently. And I never did hear what the excuse was to how they left this baby in 5 aisles over. But it was an odd moment. It was like one of those stories you hear on television where people leave their kids places.
How old of a family would you say it was? The
they weren't that old.
Their 20s?
Yeah, probably.
In their 20s.
Probably. And had 4 kids, I guess.
Parenting in schools.
Well, I think the sheriff's office is going to keep an eye on them, I would guess. And then they came and got my information, the sheriff's office. And I said, I didn't find the baby. And they're like, well, no, we need your social security number and we need your phone number in case we... And I said, I thought, holy mackerel, I don't know if I want to get involved in this.
You look guilty. No matter what you do, you look guilty.
No, and I tried to... And I tried to explain to him. I said, well, I can get you the person who found the baby. And they said, no, you'll be fine. Just give us the information. Well, what am I... So if I get a call tonight that, you know...
We found the baby.
We found the baby again. Somebody's got to take care of the baby.
You should have said, we think this is the Lindbergh baby. We're not sure.
Oh. It was sad, though. Sad. Oh, that's a terrible case, the Lindbergh baby.
Oh, gosh.
And then remember when Frank Sinatra's son was kidnapped when he was young?
Well, that had to do with the mafia.
Yeah, I mean, all these terrible things.
There's no such thing as the mafia now.
Oh. Sean, what do you make of this baby being left in the store?
I don't know. That's kind of scary. They should have. Hopefully they didn't steal the baby.
No, it was there. You could
tell.
Yeah, the family all looked alike. I mean, they were... They were very similar in look.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Borderline child endangerment.
Well, yeah. And I think, that's why I think the sheriff took him to the side and gave him a lecture.
Did he?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I believe so. So, that's what it was. But I thought, what a Christmas story that is. That's unbelievable.
Well, the good thing is the baby will never remember any of this.
No, the baby won't remember it. No. That was my Christmas story this year of things that have happened. It's been a great Christmas season so far. How's yours been, Mary Ellen, this holiday?
It's great. I love the music. Yeah.
What's your favorite song?
Well,
Silent Night, we talked about.
Well, Oh Holy Night, I would say. But this morning, they were playing everything that I just love to hear. Yeah.
Christmas Eve, what did you do when you were a little girl on Christmas Eve, the night before Christmas?
Well, we didn't do anything. I was awake all night one night. I kept asking my parents, is it time yet? And they said, go to sleep. They got a little tired of that.
They'd had enough. Well, I'll tell you, it is, you have to stay up late to let Santa Claus in the door, because the kids do like to stay up.
Yeah.
That's a night where they're all peeking down the steps. And I mean, that song lyric is true. Kids, this is the one night kids will stay up late.
I didn't. I went to bed.
You went to bed.
Yeah.
Now, when you were a mom, were those fun Christmases?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
it was always very exciting, yeah.
Now, we were talking with Sam Donaldson earlier, and a matter of fact, he would have been in Washington about the same time you were in Washington, covering, because he covered President Clinton. He was a member of the press corps then.
Did he?
Uh-huh. Yeah. What were the Christmases in Washington like?
Oh, they were great. I mean, you know, I think Treasury was lit up like you wouldn't believe. And food, I remember the food on the tables all the way down the aisle. You know how big Treasury is. Food all the way down to the back of Treasury. And we would kind of a party. And they served liquor in Treasury. I was surprised at that. When the first year I was there, they were into it, and I thought, my gosh, we couldn't do that in the state of Ohio.
They would have shut you down.
Yeah, they would have.
You know, what was the story yesterday it was on the front of one of the papers. Might have been the USA Today. It was either the USA Today or the Dispatch. Might have been the Dispatch. In any event, that the treasurer, the county treasurers, are looking for pennies.
Oh, are they?
Apparently.
Well, good for them.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because of this, you know, the last batch has been made.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got a big jar of them.
Have you? Yeah, that's what people have.
You know, most people, you have a bowl, you throw your keys in, and there's spare change.
Mm-hmm.
That got filled, so I got a pickle jar full of pennies.
Pennies. Well, Mary Ellen, you talked about this. You're not necessarily, as a former treasurer of the United States, you're not in favor of getting rid of the penny.
No, not really, because it causes it's causing problems, as you can see.
Causes a disruption.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you do at Kroger's if you don't have pennies, you know?
No, we don't anymore. We just, if somebody gives them to us as change, we take them.
Yeah.
But if not, we just go to the nearest nickel.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Call it quits.
And call it quits. Yeah. That's what we've done.
Yeah.
I imagine that's what they did in a pinch, but I imagine before long we're going to see the prices go up, so there is no more,
$89 and $99.
Yeah. I think that will go by the wayside. I think everything will go up a few cents.
Yeah.
The gas pumps, why has it always been $3.99 and 9 cents? Why don't they just make it an even number, you know?
You know, because people, if they see that $2 on the gas pump, that's better than a $3. Even if it's $2.99, that's better than $3 for them. Gets people. You used to work at a gas station, Sean. Isn't that the reason they do that? You might know the answer to this.
Yeah, it is. That is the reason. Yep.
Yeah.
People like that. Save a penny.
Well, didn't people at the gas station you worked at, didn't people used to drive down and see what the other gas stations were charging?
Yeah, we price match.
Yeah, so they could undercut the other places.
Well, do you remember Marion in the early 70s had gas wars? The old Shell station across from the post office downtown on Church. Somebody told me it was lower than 18, maybe 15 cents a gallon. But I mean, my God, I used to save my lunch money so we could go tooling around on the weekends.
Yeah, it's. By the way, the phone lines are open if you'd like to say something. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We'll be on through noon today. Mary Ellen, I'm going to throw this. This is going to be the widest pass I ever throw at you news-wise, but we talked about it this morning with Sam Donaldson, so I got to ask you. Well, the Epstein files are starting to trickle out, and We're seeing a lot of pictures of former President Clinton.
Yeah, he got his picture taken a lot.
He did, and but he's upset with this, and he's saying, "Listen, you're trying to put this all on me, and it's not all on me." And he says, "Release all the files."
Yeah.
So, what do you make of this man who appointed you Treasurer of the United States being in these files, but nothing incriminating?
I'm hoping there's nothing incriminating because I knew about his past and his he always had problems with women, and I knew all about that, and I've told you this. I said if he's good enough for Al Gore, he's good enough for me.
Well, I've thought about that because the story you've told us is that you met with Bill Clinton. He wanted you to endorse him when you were treasurer of the state of Ohio, and you said no, or you didn't know yet.
I said I'm going to think about it for a while.
And then you talked to Al Gore, who ended up becoming his running mate, and Al Gore, you agreed that if it's good enough for Al Gore, you'll endorse him.
Yeah.
And obviously turned out very well.
Yeah, but, I thought they're not going to pick me then because it took me so long to decide, but it didn't matter, I guess. So.
Well, you know what's the follow-up on that is you had said that once the, Lewinsky thing came out, Al Gore himself did not want Clinton to campaign.
He was so mad about that. Yeah.
So now I'm thinking, did Al Gore know about Clinton's past? Or was he just mad that it came out, do you think?
Well, I think he knew. Everybody knew about his past. Everybody knew about it. It was all over the news.
So why do you think Gore got so upset with that?
Because it was during his time in office.
Yeah, and in the White House.
White House, with a girl,
So I guess as you watch these pictures of Clinton, which again, it's nothing incriminating. It's him with Michael Jackson and Diana Ross and so on and so forth, and I think there have been some of he and Epstein, I think, out there. Is this anything did you expect this, I guess is the best way to put it? It's been rumored that he would be in these files.
Well, I mean, they kept showing his picture, the girls that were affected in this have been saying that, they're upset because nothing's being done. And I can understand how they feel this way because it's true. They, their lives were ruined and nobody's doing anything about it.
Does this change your opinion of Bill Clinton in any way? Or as you said, you've known this for 30 years.
Well, I liked him as a person. And that's all I can say. He was a good president. He balanced the budget, which who else has done that?
Well, I think it's got to be a good sign for Clinton that he says he wants all the files revealed. Because he feels it's being put on him.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, let them all out there. And we'll see everybody who was involved.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't you think, Sean, that's a good sign on Clinton's behalf? If there was really something awful in there, I don't think he would call for them all to be released like that.
I wouldn't think so.
So
definitely.
And we do know that President Trump's pictures are being held back. We do know that that's not being sent out there. And a lot of people who are friends of his are not. I'll tell you some of these pictures, though, aside from Clinton. This Epstein guy was with Walter Cronkite, was with Michael Jackson.
I know. He was with some decent people.
Yes. I saw him and when they put that Walter Cronkite picture up, Walter Cronkite had Epstein over to the house. And I thought, good God, what in the world's going on?
But is it any different than all of those people who went to Hugh Hefner's at the Playboy Mansion? I don't see much of a distinction.
Well, I don't think
Hugh Hefner was the biggest predator out there.
Mm-hmm.
But good heavens.
They were willing, though.
They were willing.
These girls were not willing.
And they're underage, which is illegal.
Yeah, that's right.
But they
weren't wanting to do this. Yeah.
Hugh Hefner's famous line, this girl that he asked out, he says, well, Mr. Hefner, I've never dated anybody over 24 or an older man. And he said, well, neither have I. Never dated anybody over 24.
Well, Hugh Hefner did like the younger women, but I think they were all 18. So,
I'm trying to think of that one porn star. I can't think of her name right now. At any rate, you know, there have been some that slipped under the radar.
Well,
that accepted the payoff, most likely.
Well, you know, here's why I don't like, I think I've said this before on the air, but the reason I don't like conspiracy theories is because, I mean, they're fun to listen to, you know, like JFK and all of that, and I've had people on who like to talk about them. But in general, if you don't know for sure, you can really ruin somebody's reputation without ever saying, and you don't even have to be right with a conspiracy theory and still be able to say it.
That's right. Just ruin their reputation.
Right. And you don't ever have to take it back because it was just a theory.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I don't like it.
That guy, who was the guy that got sued for all those millions and it bankrupted him? So he said Sandy Hook was a hoax.
Well, right.
I can't think of that guy's name. Well, he paid the price.
Well, that's more than a theory, though. He was saying flat out.
Yeah, well, you know, the fact of the matter is truth is defense. If you've got the truth, but if you ain't got the truth, you ain't got the goods, and you're going to suffer the consequences.
Well, I just hate to say about the JFK thing, for people who are into that, I mean, it's been almost 70 years now. I think somebody would have talked by now. Somebody would have known something.
Marilyn Monroe, possibly.
Marilyn Monroe, that's right. She would have had a few things to say.
Well, they couldn't blame it on Hillary, that's for sure.
No. Well, and it's interesting. I wonder how Hillary feels during this particular time.
The poor thing. I feel sorry for her.
She's been through it, hasn't she?
Yes, she has.
All the women before and Lewinsky and now this drop of stuff. You know, and President Clinton now is pretty close to 80 years old. I mean, what a time in his life to have this come about. Maybe he is 80. I think he might have just turned 80 this year.
I
think he's the same age as Trump. Didn't Trump just turn 80?
No, he's 79.
79. So I think Clinton would be 79 then.
Yeah.
So there you go.
But
you've always been a big fan of Hillary, Sean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think she's feeling during all this whoop-de-doo?
I'm sure she's going through a lot right now. I'm sure. I mean,
well, she's always
been. I wouldn't want to be in her shoes.
She's always been dignified and tried to do nothing, you know, like this. And she's had to put up with this several times in her life. You know, being associated with her husband, it's got to be unfortunate. But I think it's going to pass as soon as Lex Wexner's in there too. We've learned that he's right on in there in those Epstein file pictures, so he's right there as well.
He was a keynote speaker at my commencement.
They're trying to take his name off the buildings.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so he might have quite a fall.
They're over there.
Yeah.
You know,
Prince Andrew.
They have Woody Hayes Wexner, and they're fighting just to have Woody Hayes on there.
Yeah,
which it seems to make sense. Wexner's got his name all over that major industrial hospital or medical complex.
Yep, it's
West
huge.
West Campus.
Yes. Yeah.
My God.
Well, he's got the deep pockets.
Yeah. Oh.
He's got the deep but you know, I don't know. This isn't going to bode well for him.
Well, he's in his 90s.
Well, yeah, but...
Is he?
What does he care, you know? He's living over there in New Albany on the, I forget what they call the farms or whatever that sequestered area is over there. All, you know, hidden from everything, except all the deer that are out there.
Well, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be, I guess, as time goes along. It is interesting, though, the Supreme Court has ruled that you cannot send the National Guard into these cities, which I think is interesting.
When did they do that?
Well, Sam talked about that this morning on the...
Just happened?
Yeah, I think it was a recent Supreme Court decision.
Well, boy, ICE is really taking it in Columbus. I mean, they're really going after them.
Yeah, and that's become very unpopular.
Yeah.
And here we are. You know, I think that, as Sam Donaldson was talking about this morning, the approval rating is really starting to switch, and he thinks that's why the Supreme Court is starting to change their opinions on things, because they're not popular anymore. I never did understand how you could send the National Guard into a city.
Yeah.
You know, how, for what? You know, it's supposed to be for a time of war, and certainly we're not having that at this particular point. But that's
just
the way it
chaos.
Goes.
domestic chaos.
Well,
to shore up the shorthanded police departments.
I don't think they're all that shorthanded. Trust me, I ran into them yesterday when the baby was left in the store. They're not shorthanded.
How many police came for the baby?
Two. Yeah, two. Okay. They're plenty. Two. They're plenty. Yeah.
Generally, you get five if it's just somebody trespassing.
Yeah. No. I think they've got plenty of people. I think the problem is that crime is just crime. You don't know when it's going to happen. If you knew where it was going to happen, you would be there when it happened.
The baby never cried, right?
No. We had a girl there in her 20s who was a cashier, and she just started playing with the baby, and it was content as could be, smiling and having a good time. I think it was the best time the baby had all day, was hanging out with us at the service desk.
Yeah.
It got attention. It got a lot of attention.
And if it could have talked, it would probably said, hey, keep those people away from
you. You know, I'll tell you what was the girl who was playing with the baby, her reaction was interesting in her 20s. Was saying, you know, she said, oh, I just want a baby. I wish I could take him home and all these. And I said, you don't realize, you know, that's... That thing's going to stay up all night, and it's going to be there tomorrow morning, and those things cost money. But that was her reaction. I thought that was interesting.
Uh-huh.
That reminded me of the Betsy Wetsy story. That was your favorite Christmas gift.
Oh, yes, the Betsy Wetsy doll.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And because it was a lifelike doll.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite Christmas ornament or a favorite Christmas decoration that you've had over the years?
Well, I can't think of anything. I've had this one wreath on oh, by the way, my frog wreath.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find it.
Oh.
I said I'm going to put this cuz I want to give it back to Aaron's, well, it's her little boy wants it back. And Hollis and we were going through the closet the other day, and I said I'm going to put this where I know I've got it, and now I can't find it. It's along with the speech I can't find too.
The frog has hopped away.
Yeah, I said the speech and the frog are probably together somewhere.
They're together hiding out. Now this is the decoration that Mary Ellen had on her door when she was treasurer of the United States.
Yeah.
And it reappeared after all these years, and now it's hidden again.
Yeah, it's hiding again. Yeah.
Hiding. Well, hopefully it turns up.
I can't. I'm pretty sure he's saying Jingle Bells, though. I was always trying to remember what he's saying. Mm.
Sean, do you have a favorite Christmas ornament or favorite Christmas decoration?
No, I don't.
You never made any in school, any ornaments or anything?
Not that I recall. No.
You know, I don't know if they're favorites, but people have given me ornaments over the years. I worked with a lady years ago when I was in college who crocheted a snowman.
Uh-huh.
And every year I put that on the Christmas tree. That was an ornament. And one year a group of friends got me an ornament that had our names on the ornament. And Bob here in the studio has given us the Laddie Ball the Laddie Boy ornament. And he gave us the dog collar, or dog bone ornament with Laddie Boy on it. So those are the ones that I can think of. But I don't have anything, I don't think, from when I was a child or anything like that. Although I know we always made ornaments in school. Maybe nobody kept them.
Is that Laddie Boy's diamond necklace over there on the tree?
No. I don't know where that... I'm so happy that during the holiday season our pizza crust star did not fall off the tree, because it's been leaning for quite a while up there, but it has not fallen off the top of the tree.
It is leaning, yeah.
It's a heavy star.
Yeah.
It's a heavy star.
Yeah.
The leaning star of Christmas is what we have there on the top of the tree.
A dense dough.
You know, Christmas, we were talking, Mary Ellen just went to the grocery store before she came here today. We were talking about Christmas, and it's all fun, and the music, and it's all great. But right now, people are frantic.
They are.
Well, what did you encounter in the grocery store today, Mary Ellen?
Well, first of all, I couldn't get any chipped ham is why I went there, and I was a little upset about that. But it was just people there. And then when I drove here, the cars are just, they're passing me. I'm not going slow. They're passing me like crazy.
I know.
Yeah. And I thought, my gosh, where are they going? You know,
last minute shoppers.
Yeah.
Did you ever get involved in that in your life, last minute shopping and out on Christmas Eve?
No, I did not. My brother was the one that was the last minute shopper, but not me.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a hectic day for a lot of people, and really this whole week. People do not have the best attitudes. They do not. No, they are frantic. They will knock you over in the store to get to where they're going. Yeah. It's a real case study.
Yes, it is.
Just think what it would be like if we had a bunch of snow and ice
roads. Yeah, yeah.
Thank God.
Oh, we had that a couple years ago. We had that just a couple years ago.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop them. They still get out because they know that they have got, and I understand in a way that they've got to get the stuff that they want, but why wait till the last minute? That's always a mystery to me. You used to work in a toy department, didn't you, Sean?
I did years ago,
What was that like during Christmas?
Hectic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll bet.
And people used to fight over stuff.
Oh, I bet they did.
Yeah, they sure did.
Yeah.
So it was like Jingle All the Ways with Schwarzenegger and Sinbad.
Huh? Yeah, exactly.
Now, why do you think this is? I mean, what is the real reason people wait till the last minute for Christmas? I can't think of any other holiday where people, even Thanksgiving, they don't wait till the last minute.
I think it's people think they're going to get a better deal, but it's it's not true.
No. The last minute deals start usually the weekend before.
Yeah.
So the last day is no different than the last few days.
Yeah.
But since Sunday, the stores have been pretty busy, and today will be the worst because they know today at about 5 o'clock they all close.
Do they?
They do, and then. If you drive the streets after 5 o'clock today, you're not going to see anybody on the street. There won't be anybody because the restaurants are closed, the stores are closed.
Are they?
It's the one night a year where the stores are still restaurants. You will drive down Route 95, you'll see lights, but you won't see any cars and any parking lots. The roads are dead as could be. A few years ago, we went out on Christmas Eve to visit somebody. It's like a ghost town. You could drive all over the roads. After about 5 o'clock.
There won't be anybody at the Y?
No.
Really?
Y's closed.
Y's closed.
Yeah, everything closes on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Now, here's a little tip for people. Now,
everything but McDonald's.
McDonald's stays open. You're right. You can still go to McDonald's.
Open till 9 at McDonald's?
No, they do stay open. McDonald's does not. All the other ones close. Wendy's and Burger King and all.
They're going to be open on Christmas Day, though. Right?
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
oh, yes, they are.
Really?
McDonald's does not close.
Buckeye Donuts is going to be open on Christmas Day.
Really?
Well, here's the tip. I'll give you the tip. If you go to Kroger, I assume this is the same on Delaware Avenue, but I know it's the same on 90. It's been the same on 95 for years. Okay, Kroger closes at, I believe, 5 o'clock today. At 4 o'clock, all the poinsettias that they have not sold, they will start giving away.
Oh, really?
So if you want a poinsettia for Christmas and you're out of money or you just want a free one, if you go to Kroger, now go closer to 5 because they give them away pretty fast. Once they start saying free stuff, they go pretty fast. But it's so they won't be there on Friday when they open back up. But at 5 o'clock, go into Kroger or get there about 4:45. And you can get a free poinsettia. That last hour, they clearance them out.
Do they give away any of their other... They had a lot of flowers there this morning. Do they give away any other flowers?
Just the poinsettias, I think.
Oh,
but all of them.
Yeah.
They give away the red ones. They give away the kind of yellowish white ones.
Yeah.
They give away them all.
Yeah.
They don't want any poinsettias left in the store. When first thing they normally do is they tell the employees, if you want one, go over there and get one. And then they just put the sign up. Take one if you want it. And most people are going to holiday. It's interesting because Christmas Eve is holiday party time.
Mm-hmm.
And Christmas Day, a poinsettia is still very valid. So you can actually get one right before you go to your holiday party, and it doesn't cost you a thing. So there's my Christmas tip.
That's the proper pronunciation, right?
No, it's actually poinsettia.
Okay,
but
you
I
threw me there.
You're no, it is.
Poinsettia.
It's. But I've realized that people don't want to say poinsettia. But that is the...
It's a regional dialect.
No, it's poinsettia.
Well, no. When people say poinsettia.
Yeah.
Now, you go south of the Mason-Dixon line, they'll just say, that Christmas plant.
Well, some people call it poinsett. Now,
oh, they do.
They do. They do.
I never heard that.
Now, what do you say, Mary Ellen?
Poinsettia.
Poinsettia. Now, that's what most people say. But if you look at the I've always had this debate that it's poinsettia. Now, this year, they actually came with the tags of what the plant is. They don't normally. But this year, if it is spelled poinsettia.
Is it?
There is an IA. Yeah, at the end.
Well, you know why they have that name? Because nobody would ever be able to name its taxonomic name.
I think they're named after a general, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's where it got its name.
It's after a general, but there's that taxonomic name to it, the biological name that they put to it, which is, if anybody can say that, they're a better person than me.
We've got a break here. We got 1 hour left this morning. Mary Ellen's going to stay with us. Sean's going to stay with us. And we've got one more guest joining us before we wrap up the morning. And this is a Christmas guest. So get ready. It's coming up momentarily here in our final hour on this Christmas Eve, WGH Talk Radio.
There was none to be found.